Hey, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. It is Friday night, and we are going one-on-one with two-time Super Bowl champion Ike Taylor. That's right, we are breaking it all down, a full recap of that historic win by the Patriots. Ike, you brought up head coach Bill Belichick, because I have to wonder, don't you wonder about what he said to his team at halftime and what was going through their mind with such a massive deficit?
Ain't much needed to be said. I mean, you down, but he said he felt like they were never out, and I felt like they were never out. And then when I saw the Falcons passing the ball, I really felt like they were never out, and that's the craziest thing about it.
Two-time Super Bowl champ Ike Taylor with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. And Ike, so much attention to Atlanta. This is a team, an offensive juggernaut. But let's talk about the Patriots, and how big of a challenge is it to cover Julian Edelman?
Oh, man, he's a gritty. I think he's a top five receiver. He don't give the recognition he needs to get. Edelman does it all. If you watch that last play in OT, what Edelman did, that's a want-to with the receiver. And what's that want-to? Wanting to block a defensive end or a linebacker so your running back can score. And we say the same thing as a cornerback position. Mm-hmm. Tackling is a want-to. You got to want to do that. Why? Because it shows on tape. If an offensive coordinator see a cornerback not willing to tackle, he's going to like his matchup, or he's going to put his offense in a situation to make that cornerback tackle. Same way as blocking for a receiver, you know? And that was a want-to for Julian Edelman. And it showed week in and week out, this guy does all the dirty work. At the same time, he catches critical passes in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Traffic mean going across the middle, going across linebackers, going across hard-hitting safeties, knowing you might take some kind of punishment, but willing to sacrifice your body. I look at Julian Edelman as riding a bicycle across the interstate. How scary is that?
Yeah.
But that's the kind of guy, uh-huh, and that's the kind of receivers the New England Patriots have over there.
Oh, he had some incredible catches for the Patriots, but we got to give some love to Julio Jones for the Falcons. He said, you remember this challenge that he put out there, that no one could cover him one-on-one? You were one of the all-time best cornerbacks. As a defender, could you cover him?
Well, you know, my days are over with.
Come on, Ike.
My days are over with. I got to give Julio his props. I call Julio Jones, a.k.a. Avatar.
Uh-huh.
He's just a little bit different from everybody else. So he's a special player, and he showed the few catches he had in the Super Bowl why you need to double team or maybe triple team him for the majority of the time.
Why is he such a special player? What makes him so difficult to defend?
Height, size, and speed. You know, when you got a guy with height, size, and speed, and fearless, it's hard to cover those guys. Usually tall guys, they run on the sideline, or they might come in the middle every blue moon. Julio Jones does it all. He can run past you on a go route.
Mm-hmm.
He can run a post route towards the safety, or he can go across the middle towards the linebackers. He has a fearless factor. That's what makes him so special. And we're not even going to talk about how strong his hands is, his catch ability, how high he can jump. Then that just adds a whole other dimension to a football player, Julio Jones, a.k.a. Avatar.
The great Ike Taylor with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Two-time Super Bowl champ. He knows exactly what it takes to make it happen. So I've got to talk to you about this while we've got you on the show tonight. Ike, who is the most difficult wide receiver that you ever had to cover? And what were some of those
Antonio
challenges?
Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown.
Antonio,
okay, let's talk Antonio.
Antonio Brown.
Okay.
In practice, I saw Antonio Brown coming a mile away. Like, when he was doing scout team reps, you know, he made my job easier on Sundays by going against him in practice. That's how special this kid is. This kid gets in and out of his breaks, gets in and out of his routes better than anyone. You can cover Antonio Brown, and he's still going to catch the ball. See, what I like about Antonio Brown is,
mm-hmm,
he's not 6'4". He's not 6'2". Usually these high-height guys, the A.J. Greens, the Julio Jones, the Mike Evans, they have height. Antonio Brown ain't got none of that. He has heart, he has precise routes, and he demands the ball, and you see what he can do. By the way, also, he's an all-pro returner if he returns the ball week in and week out.
Two-time Super Bowl winner with the Pittsburgh Steelers, Ike Taylor. He's on our show for the very first time at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the fastest 2 hours in radio. We'd love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter, at eRadio Sports, and you can go back and listen to our entire interview, an exclusive one with Ike Taylor, at podcastarena.com, podcastarena.com. Well, Antonio Brown certainly did, as you're talking about, Ike. He's an outstanding player. He had an outstanding season, but he also had to learn some hard lessons after that live stream of Mike Tomlin, head coach, post-game speech. What do you think he can do to try to regain trust with the coaches and with his players? He realizes he's admitted that it was a foolish mistake. What can he do, though?
I'll tell you what. Don't we all make mistakes when we're young?
That's right.
And that's what people got to understand. Like, it's a social media-driven society right now, especially in football. So AB got caught up in the moment. He apologized for it. But I tell people all the time, let's not act like we was all the way angels since the day we was born. So Antonio Brown made a mistake. He apologized for it. I'm sure it won't happen again. But I tell you what you won't do. You won't trade Antonio Brown for another receiver.
Hey, Ike, did you have an opportunity to reach out to him, kind of encourage him and offer him perhaps some advice?
I just talked to AB, man. AB like a little brother to me, man. AB know what he's doing, man. One thing about AB, I don't think nobody works harder than Antonio Brown. He's the first one on the field. He's the last one off.
Ike Taylor, he's on our show for the very first time at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the fastest 2 hours in radio. We'd love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter, at eRadio Sports, and you can go back and listen to our entire interview, an exclusive one with Ike Taylor, at podcastarena.com. Just a few more minutes at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're going to walk down memory lane. Ike Taylor, as I've said many times, two-time Super Bowl champ. What was it like, only in your fourth season in the NFL, to win a Super Bowl and experience it at such a young age? And how did it change your life, Ike?
Oh, man, I tell people all the time, I wouldn't have never been on TV if I ain't win two Super Bowls. One, because of the way I talk, because I'm from down south. Uh-huh. Two, at the same time, people just want to know how you be so successful.
Yeah.
And I work my butt off
yeah.
in this TV, in this radio. Like, people got to understand, this TV and this radio isn't easy at all. Why? Because I have to know a little bit about something from all 32 teams. See, if I'm just playing, I'm just going week to week with the guy I'm matching up with. But being an analyst and watching film study and watching tape, see the veteran guys, see the rookie guys, see the guys in their prime, I have to know about these guys. I have to do film study. So I have to do countless hours on watching tape on my computer. And that's just the process I love doing.
Well, we love your insight. We love your perspective. It was a true honor to meet you at the Super Bowl. The great Ike Taylor, former stand-up cornerback who played for the Pittsburgh Steelers and for 12 seasons and won two Super Bowl rings. Congratulations. Continued success.
Thank you so much.
Ike, I promise we're going to circle the wagons again. We want to have you back on. Thank you, dear.
Thank you, Miss Alyssa. Appreciate the invite.
You bet. Much more coming your way right here in hour number two at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Listen anytime, anywhere for your Android or iOS device. All of your favorite SB Nation shows live and on demand right from your smart device. You can search SB Nation Radio in the iOS or Google Play Store. And if you don't have an Android or iOS device, you can stream us on most smart devices at sbnationradio.com.